Eddie.
Tales from the Sinkhole and the NSA releasing just how much they're snooping and trying to justify how critical it is to fight terrorism. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, right here from the get-go on America Tonight. That's just a little slice of what we'll be talking about on this hour of the show. The NSA has been talked about now for the past 3 months straight. That's because of Ed Snowden and his data dump, the classified information that he gave to the Guardian reporter who published it all over the place. And this is a guy who now has asylum in Russia. What's interesting is for somebody who had his life turned upside down as far as, oh, he's a high school dropout, and he's smart, but he's a lone wolf, and looking at him and analyzing him in various directions, isn't it interesting that the Obama White House changes a policy because of Ed Snowden? So there was no plan to change the way the NSA gathers its information until Ed Snowden came along. So he shares this sensitive intelligence, this classified information that he had his hands on, and now because of it, the NSA is tweaking some of what they do. And let me just tell you this, and this is out all over the place now, but the NSA, as far as how much information they are snooping on, is actually, they say, the net effect of the NSA analysts, what they're looking at, is 0.00004%. of the world's traffic in doing what they're trying to do. Somebody put it this way, some website I read this, might have been one of the cable news stations, said, if a standard basketball court represented the global collection, it would be represented by an area smaller than a dime on that basketball court. Well, is that supposed to make us feel better? We're talking about the whole world now. We're talking about 30 different nations and trying to cull information from whatever is flying over the World Wide Web. I'd have to say, I don't care if you tell me it's 0.00004%. That's fine. But we're talking about the world. We're talking about every single space we possibly know. Give us the statistics for the U.S. How about that? And I love the fact, and this is what I don't understand. You know when someone has that expression of someone has their back up against a wall and they just will not let go? I don't understand General Keith Alexander, the NSA director, who is out speaking, and he'll say, I promise you the truth, what we know, what we're doing, and what I can't tell you. And what they are saying is, listen, we have prevented 54 terrorist attacks around the world, including 13 in the United States. Now, Alexander, the other week, was speaking in a packed house of hackers and security experts. It was the annual Black Hat Computer Security Conference, and he defended the programs, the phone metadata, the online communications, all the stuff that's going on. And here's the one thing that he said over and over again and has continued to say since that Vegas conference. I promise you the truth, what we know, what we're doing, what I cannot tell you because we don't want to jeopardize our future defense. So, just the other week, this is what we were being told. Then, by the end of the week, the White House was changing some NSA policies. So you tell me. I started saying this when we first jumped back on the air after the weekend. For whatever you think of Ed Snowden, and trust me, I'm not completely on board with the fact that listen, it's classified information. I think the NSA really screwed up because if it was that sensitive, why do you have a contractor handling that particular information? Sure, they have to have contractors, but wouldn't you be dogged in how you handled assignments for fear that, not that you're thinking, oh, these people that we hire who are freelancers or contractors could, you know, blow us up. In other words, release classified information. Of course not. But you would think they would exercise some caution, for goodness sake. So that's what's new. 0.00004% of web traffic. Put another way, a dime on a basketball court. That's how much. We have a great daily salute coming up in just a few minutes here on America Tonight. Also, we're going to talk with Ralph Collier, we're hoping to, on the West Coast. He is a preeminent shark man. All things shark, he knows. He's the founder and president of the Shark Research Committee, and he's also the author of Shark Attacks of the 20th Century from the Pacific Coast of North America. What beaches are the most dangerous for shark attacks? What species are the most aggressive? Why sharks themselves are in danger? And what about the ecology of what is happening in the water, the Pacific Coast and elsewhere? Perfect time to talk about this, right? There just was another shark attack the other day. It's always near seals and always on these surf beaches. Go figure. See a seal, see somebody paddling on a board, kind of looks similar. That makes sense to me. And this is why we see this happen. And this is where we mostly see it happen. Not always, but where we mostly see it happen. Also in this hour of America Tonight, we take a look at the merger that might not happen. American Airlines and U.S. Airways, perhaps not a match made in heaven. It would be the world's largest airline if it went through, but the government and some others are trying to block that planned merger, so not so fast. It hasn't happened at this point. Boy, it seemed inevitable, didn't it? But it might not happen. The Justice Department and attorney generals from six states and the District of Columbia actually did the formal thing, meaning they slammed them with a lawsuit challenging the $11 billion merger of those airlines, saying it would lead to higher prices and less service for consumers. I don't know. If you meld a crappy American Airlines with a crappy U.S. Air, do you think we're going to get any real breaks here? They charge you for premium seats. They have two separate lines for the people who buy the premium seats and the people who just have the regular seats, of which there's 10 in the whole plane. I mean, they really differentiate. Cattle on this side, priority boarding on the other side. And the fact that they could jam us up with higher prices is not a surprise. We're talking sharks, hopefully next, here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Discovery Channel Shark Week finally wrapped up. I just have to tell you, I watched wall-to-wall coverage of it. There is a thing about the sharks in some of us. This man has a thing for sharks. Very excited to have him on the show, Ralph Collier. He has really made his life's work the study of sharks. He is the founder and president of the Shark Research Committee and the author of Shark Attacks of the 20th Century from the Pacific Coast of North America. Ralph, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much, Kate. I appreciate it.
So what fascinated you about sharks that you made this your passion and your life's work?
I became interested at a very young age, and it had to do with a fisherman catching a shark, and when he brought it up on the pier, it began to give birth. And my brothers and I ran over and started throwing these baby sharks in the water, and the fisherman said they won't live, and I asked him why, and he couldn't answer. And so we continued to throw the sharks into the ocean as this female would give birth, and I asked him again, and he couldn't answer. So the next day I went to the library and realized there were very few books on sharks, and I was extremely interested in them, and that just kind of started where I am today.
In all of your research over these years with sharks, and this is one of the things they talked about on the Discovery Channel, is it because of partially our environment, what we're doing to the water, that kind of thing, that's drawing sharks a little closer in some areas to shallow waters and to beaches where people swim? Is that part of what this is about?
It's a multifaceted problem, Kate, in that in some areas the normal prey of the shark, whether they be fishes or crustaceans or whatever. The normal prey have been depleted to such a point that the sharks now actually have to move and try to find food. And many times this will bring them in close to the shoreline where you have bathers and surfers. In the case of the Pacific Coast where I am, we have tremendous pinniped populations. Those are seals and sea lions, over 400,000 in California. And so areas where swimmers and surfers go are now being populated by seals, pinnipeds, and white sharks feed on those animals. So now you have sharks interacting with humans simply because the human and the pinniped are in the same area at the same time.
So the most dangerous beaches are surfer beaches. You mentioned the pinnipeds. So I used to live in California. I know exactly what you're talking about. From Northern California on down, the amount of seals. If you put yourself in that situation, are you inviting trouble? And is that why those surfer beaches are some of the most dangerous?
Well, the surfers like areas where the waves, where you have very shallow water that drops off very slowly. You find that around river mouths. And so what you have in Northern California, from about August to November, you have an steelhead and salmon spawning. Well, seals come in to feed on the salmon and steelhead. Sharks come in to feed on the salmon and the seals. And you turn around, and now you have a surfer in the middle of all of that. So it's amazing that we don't have more interactions with this. And humans, unfortunately, because of the number of animals, they are constantly in that environment.
Is it the great white or the bull shark that is the most aggressive?
The bull shark, between those two species, the bull shark is by far more aggressive, and we really have more serious attacks that are attributable to bull sharks than to white sharks.
Yeah. If you find yourself in the situation, people describe it as, well, you know, just punch the shark in the nose and they'll let go. Is that, if somebody unfortunately finds himself in that situation, what do you do?
Well, it's, you know, Mother Nature takes over and you react. We can try to tell you what to do and try to teach you what to do, but if and when it happens, you're going to do what is best for you at the time. You're going to react instantly. And punching a shark in the nose helps. Also, around the eyes and the gills. Those are two areas that are very sensitive, and sharks will generally release you. Most of the attacks on people, though, are a single swift bite, and before you could even pull your arm back to try to throw a punch at a shark's nose, he generally is gone. Most of these bites are investigation. The shark isn't quite sure what you are. So it comes up and it finally takes a test bite after it sniffed the water and looked you over and used its other sensory systems to try and determine if you're something that is edible to them that they want for a prey. And when they finally take a test bite because they're still unsure, they discover that it's not what they thought and they release it and swim off.
Speaking of edible, how concerned are you about the practice of finning and then throwing the carcasses back in the water?
Finning has depleted shark populations worldwide in some cases by 90%. The finning, as you just mentioned, Kate, the finning boats will go through an area. As an example, in the Pacific where you have uninhabited atolls, you have these beautiful coral reefs, and you have a lot of reef sharks around there. They can go through there, set the net, set the long line, hook the animals, bring them in, they cut the fins off, release the shark, and throw it back into the ocean. Well, because it's still alive and it can't swim, it sinks to the bottom, generally landing on the reef. The finning boat then goes on its way. Several days later, a horrible death starts to take place because sharks are very high in uric acid. When they die, the uric acid turns to ammonia. The sharks are lying on the reef. They start turning to ammonia, and the ammonia leaches out, kills the coral polyps, which are the foundation of any reef ecosystem, and now the system dies.
Yeah, which means other fish and other, you know, other species in the ocean are affected by that as well.
Am I
right, Ralph? Yeah. Wow.
It's really sad. I mean, something that took Mother Nature 30 to 50 million years to build, man can come through and in 2 weeks start its destruction.
Yeah. As as the founder and president of the Shark Research Committee, what would you like people to know about sharks that maybe they don't know?
I would like them to know that on average there's about 100 shark attacks a year worldwide. Of that number, maybe 10 or 12, which is very high, will be fatal. I'd like them to also know that just in the United States, last year, 33 people were killed by their family pet, the dog.
Mm.
I'd like them also to know that on average, every day, 263 people in the United States die from adverse reactions to prescription medication. But we don't see any of those things in the newspaper, but we see it when a shark attacks and kills someone. I think you need to put it into perspective, and we need to remember when we go in the ocean, that's a foreign environment. That's somebody else's home. It belongs to the whales, to the dolphins, to the seals, and to the sharks and the fishes.
Yeah.
And we need to remember that and treat it with respect. When you go in the ocean, don't go alone. Don't wear real bright, contrasting colors. It will attract some sharks. Some species of sharks can see color. Don't wear a jewelry. Jewelry will flash in the water, and that might give the impression to a cruising shark that there's a fish in distress, and he'll come over and investigate. So there are a number of things you can do to reduce the likelihood of having an encounter. And if a shark should come in on you, keep it in view, but don't panic. Don't try to race away from it, because in that case, the shark might come in and attack you thinking that you're an injured prey.
Yeah, great advice. Ralph, thanks. We appreciate it. And we need to spread the word to sign petitions and stop this finning process. It's just a horrible, horrible thing.
You can have your listeners stop by my website anytime they'd like and drop off their comments, and we will forward those to the appropriate organizations to try to conserve these sharks and stop the finners.
Excellent. Shark research at AOL.com. Ralph, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thank you very much, and have a nice evening.
You too. Good stuff.
Bye.
Good stuff. So you heard what Ralph had to say. If you put it into perspective, you know, what do I say all the time on this show? We can count. It's about the numbers. How many shark attacks versus how many people die from prescription drugs and other things. It's pretty low, actually, when you think that 10 to 12 are fatal, and this is worldwide, so not just in the United States. But the finning process to me is sad. It's atrocious that goes on. And all you have to do is see one little documentary on it, and you're sold that this is just not a good thing. Not a good thing at all, and it's really destroying that ecosystem in our oceans. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to play catch up on a couple of things. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Extremely rough year since then. But I did, when we lost everything, this whole group here and everybody that I worked with really pulled together and helped me through. And so, this has been like a great family for me. We lost our home in the storm. I was just renting. I didn't own it, but we lived there for 5 years, me and my daughter. So now I stayed with my brother for a few months and got a little apartment above the storefront. So the first thing I'm going to do is buy me and my daughter a home and bring my dog back home.
Look at this group of people here. I couldn't think of anyone else I'd rather be with right now. This is just an awesome group. We're truly blessed for what we received.
I go and I get my phone and I take a picture of the photocopy of the tickets and I send it to her. She just comes back with OMFG and
that's our daily salute. Can you tell those women were excited? Why were they excited? They were excited because they hit the big one, the lottery. Yep, and they're calling themselves the Ocean's 16. And these were people who, many of them, in fact, in some way, they were all touched by Sandy. Losing homes, losing all kinds of things. And they had the Powerball winning ticket. 16 public workers from an Orange County garage with the winning check. The Mammoth Powerball Lottery. How cool is that? How cool is that? And as you heard the one woman say, how they were in the apartment and now they can get a house, get the dog back, that whole thing. That's the kind of lottery story you want to hear. That's the person or a group of people you want to hear that they won. So they get a chunk of that $448 million. And because the glue of the show, Matt Johnson, is so good at math, he says once you take out the taxes, that's like $4 million. Whew! $4 million. Of course they're happy. Of course they're happy. Some will probably retire think one or two announced that they were going to retire. That makes sense. Imagine getting that phone call. Like, if you're the person who says, oh, you know, I'll chip in a little bit, but I'm going to crash. I'm tired. And then they go to bed, and then they find out they get a frantic call that they won part of the lottery. That's pretty cool. I like that. I like that story. They all chipped in. And here's the good thing, too. They all chipped in so nobody's left out. You know, that would be the worst. If, and, you know, and this is obviously a play on Ocean's 11. It'd be the worst if you were the person who didn't chip in, though. So a note to self, or to any of you, if somebody comes around and says, hey, you want to play the lottery? We're getting a whole bunch of tickets. You just have to chip in $4 or whatever it is. Just do it. Just do it. And they decided on the quick pick, so that's what it was. They did the quick pick thing. Each of the 16, this is what they kicked in. They kicked in $6. Boy, that's a very well spent $6, isn't it? I bet they couldn't believe it when they found out. I bet they could not believe it. I'd like to be the person who was in charge, got the tickets, looked at the numbers, because usually what happens now, so there's no problems, a lot of times people will copy all the lottery numbers and give them to all the people that are involved. So if that were the case, then they had the lottery numbers. And they could look and they could see for themselves that they won. But probably some of them, like I said, crashed or didn't look and got that phone call. I'd like to be the person that could make the phone call, that could tell everybody that they had won the lottery. That would be the best. The reaching out, talking about it, that whole thing would be so, so cool, wouldn't it? And remember that $6 I had to harangue you about at work? Well, woohoo, guess what? We hit the lottery. And they're all just quick picks. I don't know, there's something about, I think, karma, perhaps, there. Karma for American Airlines and U.S. Air could really not be very good for the people who want to see that merger. If, in fact, the merger were approved, it would create the world's largest airline. But would it lessen the competition? Well, of course it would. For some of the places where you have commutes, you know, the quick commuters, and just in general. So both carriers say they're going to mount a strong defense. They're going to pursue all legal options, saying that the Department of Justice is wrong in their assessment of the merger. And they're going to pursue it all the way, whatever they have to do. U.S. Airways slid more than 9% on Wall Street. American is operating under Chapter 11. The Justice Department said that, for example, the Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, the combined airline would control almost 70% of takeoff and landing slots, 63% of the outbound non-stop routes. So the complaint they're filing says that if the two airlines were allowed to merge, there would be higher fees for baggage and flight changes. Boo. Who wants to hear that? I mean, there have been other mergers. Delta picked up Northwest. United absorbed Continental. These airlines are making billions of dollars. Higher fares, bag fees, all that kind of stuff. So what's the beef on this? The Justice Department, in their lawsuit, referenced internal documents from the airlines to show that the merger isn't needed and, in fact, would lead to cuts in programs and benefits. I think it's going to be a little bit of a drawn-out process between the backers and those that are disinterested, period. There's going to be a little bit of a scrape, in other words, over this. no scrape as we seg into a New Jersey Senate seat. Cory Booker becomes the Democratic nominee. Not surprising that that happened to him. He's the top guy for the New Jersey Senate seat. So Cory Booker will move on to a New Jersey special election. The Democratic nominee, after winning his party's primary on Tuesday, now gets to square off. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina is the only American in the Senate, but he was appointed, not elected, to his seat. So, what does this mean? What does this mean for the airlines? Does the Justice Department win it? Is it fair? Is it fair taking a swipe at them saying financially the merger would destroy the airlines? Now, I mentioned this briefly, and I have to finish it and give you the payoff here, because we talked a lot about Cory Booker, the Newark mayor. He now goes on to the New Jersey special Senate election. I mentioned that briefly there moments ago. He wins the primary on Tuesday, so that's a really big deal, because what happens is he'll fight it out with the Republican winner for the October 16th contest. Polls show that Booker is already considered the favorite to win the seat and become the first African-American elected to the Senate since Barack Obama. He's pretty hoarse right now. And he pledged to be unwavering in finding common ground in Washington if he becomes the state's next senator. Here's what's interesting. His pledge to be unwavering in finding common ground, and that his direction he would be most concerned with won't be right or left, it'll be with going forward. You know, is that naive of us to think that that can happen? There have been a few other politicians who have said the same thing, only to be stunned at the reaction. You know, there is a certain fat cat comfortability in politics, and there's a pecking order, like it or not. So I think Booker would have to blow up the pecking order. And that's a pretty tall order to do that. So the opposition is not a done deal. Not a done deal on who that opponent will be. So Booker voted on Tuesday. He greeted voters. He retweeted, shot shout-outs from celebrities on Twitter, including Sarah Silverman, California's Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons, writer and actress Lena Dunham, Ivanka Trump. Same thing. She's the daughter of Donald Trump. So he's elected in 2006 after losing his first mayoral attempt in 2002. Now this very smart Stanford grad, former football player, serving on the Newark City Council, a law degree from Yale and a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford, has a big chance to become a U.S. senator. Does Booker end up getting the seat, or does it go to somebody else? A huge, huge leg up on the competition, though, for Cory Booker to already be in place. You stay in your place, because coming back on America Tonight, some important odds and ends.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This hour in America tonight. Once a month, we have attorney Mark Stevens on, and we talk about DWIs and getting pulled over by cops, just being asked anything. And I bring that up because I said to Mark, do you believe that we can get a fair trial in this country? And I've asked you that. In fact, I'll say it again. Do you believe we can get a fair trial in this country? If you were falsely accused of anything, let's pick something serious, murder, armed robbery, kidnapping, and you were completely innocent, how confident would you feel that you had a relatively easy way to have the case dismissed? In New Mexico, they're now saying non-English speakers can be jurors. Ooh, I think that is a slippery slope. So you don't speak the language of the country at all. It's not you speak it well or whatever. You don't even speak it. And with the Supreme Court cautioning courts in a state that is pretty heavily Hispanic, that the citizens who don't speak English still have rights on juries to serve, I think that'd be confusing. What if they speak fluent, beautiful Spanish, which I'm assuming, and then their English is terrible? It's not good. I think it's terrible. I think the idea of it, I know how they arrived at that concept, but I think that it could get very confusing. The ruling tells trial judges and lawyers they have a responsibility to make every reasonable effort to protect the right of non-English-speaking citizens to serve on New Mexico juries. Well, it has to be a tough one. The ruling says the prospective juror's dismissal violated a constitutional provision that said a citizen's right to vote, hold office, or serve on a jury cannot be restricted on account of religion, race, language, or color, or inability to speak. How about that? New Mexico was part of Mexico before it became a state, before it was part of the United States in the mid-19th century. And there were lots of people back then, according to history books, that spoke just Spanish. So today, where half of the population is Latino, it makes it the most Hispanic state, did you know, now you know, in the country. I mean, New Mexico just celebrated its centennial. The governor, Susana Martinez, is a Republican, the nation's first elected Latina governor, also speaks Spanish to residents. I think it's good to be immersed in your own culture and perhaps to speak that in another language, but at what cost when you're in the United States? At what cost is it to be on that, to be on a jury? That's why I say I'm not so sure you get a jury of your peers. Because who are the people that are taking the jobs? Who are the people, here's the better question, who are doing whatever they can to get out of having to serve on a jury? Now, the court issued opinion in a unanimous ruling that upholds Albuquerque's man convictions for murder and other crimes in the 2004 death of his girlfriend at subsequently an armed robbery and stabbing. I think risky, in a sense, for New Mexico to go this way because you're going to have a mountain of translators in the courtroom. I mean, a mountain of them to be able to go through every single thing, including Michael Anthony Samora's appeal that argued that his conviction should be reversed because a Bernalillo County judge excused a Spanish-speaking prospective juror who had trouble understanding English. Yeah, that's not going to do you much good. If you can't even understand the language, how are you going to speak it? Understanding it is the easiest thing to do. Sometimes speaking it is the hardest thing to do. In 2002, because people are questioning the wisdom of the of coming down so heavy anyway, in 2002, there was a ruling on a juror service for Navajo speakers. The New Mexico High Court said inconvenience alone doesn't suffice to excuse a juror who can't speak, read, or write English or Spanish. Surprise, a surprise twist in there. 2002, all the way back to hear those arguments. And if a trial is delayed a reasonable time in order to come up with an interpreter for a juror, that ruling is pretty sad. Pretty sad. So I say jump on this right away and do whatever you can. Figure out a way to physically be present some of the time. Because to me the danger would be great if you have a rich family, get some advantages, all that stuff. But what happens to the people in between? No father to be found, a mother, but a single mother who is washing everything, doing everything she can to have it perfect for her kids. So this ruling that citizens who don't speak English will still have the rights to serve on juries is kind of a relief, I think. There is a way around the madness should you feel compelled to do that. And there are some people that are compelled to do that. The Supreme Court said it argues with the argument, but also that Samora's defense needed to be object during the trial, but didn't. Michael Samora, as we mentioned before, his appeal argued that his convictions showed to be reversed because of a Bernalillo County judge excused a Spanish-speaking prospective juror who had trouble understanding English. I think you're going to see more of this. The population is changing rapidly, so I think you're going to have more of these discussions, not necessarily on Facebook, but other places, as to the situation, as to whether or not other states will follow suit, like New Mexico, and say that, hey, no hablo inglés, it's okay. And I said this before, I'm all for different cultures, absolutely, speaking different languages, bringing dishes into the culture, meaning whatever it is somebody makes, all that kind of stuff. But to have a jury, if I had a jury and I was in New Mexico and I was one of the white minority in New Mexico, which there are lots of white people there. I lived in New Mexico. I lived in Albuquerque. And there is more Hispanics than other minorities certainly there. But I would want somebody who spoke English because I would want them to understand. You know, rappity-rap, you're going through whatever the trial is. You're sitting there innocent on any of the fake charges I could throw out there, and you realize how many people in the jury don't speak English, and you're trying to follow along, and how are they going to understand what you mean, even through a translator? So often, Spanish words do not mean the same thing, depending on the dialect, and so often the translation is not linear. In other words, whatever's being said is not being translated the same way. And this is your fate. You didn't kill the neighbor and the neighbor's dog, but you're accused of it because you had words with them earlier in the day. And you want the best jury you could possibly have, not a juror that doesn't understand, for goodness sake, what you're saying. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. You can weigh in by sending us an email to americatonight.net.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.